I shall complement José's presentation with what is happening in Geneva on trade in services data, especially since the first data day in 2009 on trade flows. So what is the joint effort on Geneva-based agencies? If we look into trade flows, we basically want to understand the trade patterns. We know basically from the existing trade statistics in terms of resilience of trade and services compared to goods, it is much more resilient. We also know, for example, at a broad level, at a global level, that developing countries have improved their participation in trade and services. We know, for example, that transportation and travel has decreased in its importance from more than 50% to some 45% if we consider total trade and services in its share. But we also know from bilateral trade and services data that South-South trade, for example, has increased. So as José pointed out, we international organizations work together. And for that, we have a mechanism, which is the UN Interagency Task Force on International Trade Statistics, TFITS. And that task force deals with both services and merchandise trade statistics. Both task forces have been established independently and met since 2008 jointly, and just most recently have been clubbed into one task force on international trade statistics. So it's not only organization-wise, it's also subject-wise that there is one task force dealing with trade statistics in general. And the conveners are WTO and OECD. And most international agencies are included in these task forces. And normally we have once a year a meeting, and in between we communicate through emails at working level. And what is being done in this task force is to coordinate work of international organizations on statistics of both merchandise and services trade. What are the basic aspects that are dealt with in this interagency task force? It is, of course, the statistical processing process, data collection, data processing, and dissemination. The task force is also trying to develop the conceptual framework in terms of classification, deals with compilation issues, and has brought up a new manual on statistics of international trade and services following the revisions of international frameworks like the System of National Accounts in 2010. And the task force is also coordinating the technical assistance and has produced a compilation guidance to the manual that I have mentioned before. For services, the manual is basically led by WTO's General Agreement on Trade in Services and its information needs. So what do we need to measure in this context? And I'm kind of just quickly repeating that here. We are all interested in the value of services trade flows. And we have seen in the most recent issue of the Manual on Statistics of International Trade and Services 2010 that the Mode 4 has been conceptually specified there and is included under Balance of Payments Services Statistics. José has mentioned that remittances and compensations are used very often by academics and researchers in order to estimate, but I just would like to emphasize, and he has indicated that as well, that they are not measures of mode for trade, because we are looking into the value of services trade flows, and if we look into remittances and compensation, they are income measures, they are labor income measures, and in addition, the coverage of these two indicators is different to what we are interested in the context of mode four. Beyond that, value of services trade flows, as we don't have information on quantity and volume in trade and services, we always look into additional indicators, for example, on labor mobility statistics related to the internationalized supply of services, in order to find out the potential of domestic services markets and its performance. So we have these two aspects that we look into: the value of services trade flows according to GATS, and try to get information there. And we also look, on the other hand, on the domestic potential of individual services sectors. So where are we heading to in Geneva? So we look into the aspects of data collection, basically from each organization's data collection to a joint approach, and I'll say about that a few more words later. In terms of dissemination, we try to develop data sets like the Geneva trade data set on total exports and imports on trade and services, where we kind of contribute all the three all the organizations here. In this context, especially the WTO and UNCTAD, and ITC has joined recently. And in terms of concepts, we of course have seen that the first manual has been revised according to changes in the system of national accounts and the balance of payments. And last year there has been a compiler's guide developed between these agencies in collaboration with national experts. And this white cover version is actually available now on the internet. And in terms of statistical capacity building, the task force has assigned WTO the role of a focal point. Nevertheless, it is a collaborative effort, and what is being done is just to coordinate to avoid duplication of different agencies offering assistance for same countries or for the same regions. What is also happening there is that a new strategy or a different strategy is kind of being developed. We are right now almost at the finish of developing an e-learning course, which basically has as its content the concepts and also some experiences on individual country cases. And then seminars later on will be kind of focused on individual topics like FISIM or manufacturing services on inputs owned by others. So the idea is to go a step further, just away from awareness seminars, but having people the same level, having gone through the e-learning course, having the same level, and then focus on individual aspects. There is also the idea of developing pilot projects with selected countries to replicate this experience to others and to in the context of sharing knowledge. Many countries have similar issues in data compilation and data sources and so on, and these case studies should help to develop experience there. And there's also the idea of developing a fund on behalf of the interagency task force, which would allow to kind of put this strategy on some basis against which countries then can ask for their specific help in developing trade and services statistics. And all that has been supported by a vision which is called 2020 and has been developed in 2011, basically in the context of the global value chain development and statistics that have been considered important there. But statistics on trade and services is mentioned there as well, in terms of having more detail and especially more information on partner. So what's happening in terms of Geneva-based data sets? So the UNCTAD and WTO have joined resources in 2012 and have developed a data set annually from 1980 onwards to the most recent year. We also have available quarterly data for a selection of countries, and that has effort, as I mentioned before, has been joined by the ITC in early 2014. What is happening there is basically that the primary data sources collected by Eurostat, OECD, IMF, and UN are taken and complemented with adjustments, with estimations in order to come up with a Geneva-based data set that is detailed by service category, by partner, for all economies, especially regions, economic groups, and the world. And this information is available on the websites of WTO and also of UNCTAD, and is included in the databases of ITC. So at WTO UNCTAD, it is freely available online in an interactive way. For the FATS data, again, we are kind of having a collaborative effort here, but the FATS data are not as widely available as balance of payments data. They are basically available for the OECD and Eurostat region. And beyond that, you have only a few selected countries that release FATS data on a regular basis. You may find case studies for individual countries, but the idea is basically to get these countries also producing these statistics on a regularly basis in their statistical frameworks. And all that kind of information is available in our publication, of course, and in the different databases of the organizations. And you may have heard about the ITIP Services Statistics Module, the Integrated Trade Intelligence Portal that has been developed and has been presented in 2013 at the last data day. And the idea basically here is to have an easy interface, an integrative interface of all the different aspects, which offers comprehensive and correct information. And for us also, of course, there is a cost-saving aspect in that, in pooling the resources and kind of splitting the work between different agencies. So this statistics module there is accompanying the GATS commitments, information on regional trade agreements and applied regimes. We have heard about the restrictiveness indices, which is also kind of based on information on applied regimes. And it offers relevant up-to-date statistics, especially on the balance of payments, resident, non-resident trade. So we have commercial services trade there by service, product, and partner. But we also have beyond that on Mode 3, for example, information on foreign affiliate statistics, foreign direct investment, and as I mentioned before, we have information that goes more into the domestic performance of markets in terms of value-added employment. So these are sector-specific indicators, and we release them in a publication at WTO on services profiles, normally in fall. So it's available electronically and in paper. So what are the aspects that we want to improve? On the balance of payments, we have heard that there has been a change in the methodology, and the countries are implementing the new methodology. But what is important in our trade negotiation context is the partner data, especially for countries that do not yet release these kind of data. And the OECD WTO, in the context of trade in value added, also has a project going on to move this information into regular official statistics, to use release data by the countries, estimate data, use the data as much as possible in a restrictive way, and what is remaining as empty cells is being estimated. So there is some work going on. But if we talk about bilateral trade data, we also talk about asymmetries. And there is an effort, especially ongoing, on reducing these asymmetries between individual countries, starting with the biggest asymmetries and the most important traders. Then there's the idea of developing foreign affiliate statistics outside the OECD area and to see how the idea can be fostered and how developing countries can jump on the train of releasing information on foreign affiliates. Then we have heard about modes of supply data. It has been mentioned that trade in services by mode of supply is only available in a very sparse way. There are some countries that have been starting, and for example, the EU has a project starting this year, and the idea is to kind of use these case studies to develop something on a more regular basis. Now, the new areas we have been hearing already in the previous panel on trade and value added and on trade by enterprise characteristics, just to say that the trade by enterprise characteristic that is based on linkages is also developed for services, not only for merchandise. So I'll finish here. Thank you. And we go straight over to the panel. And we start with Dorothée from OECD to continue.